Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Catherine.
I understand on Tuesday, Gary Bartlett, the former director of the State Board of Election, took the stand on behalf of the plaintiff in this case against the state of North Carolina regarding its voting law. So what did Mr. Bartlett have to say?
He talked about his experience with many of the targeted provisions in the new North Carolina voting law, early voting, same day voter registration, counting out of precinct ballots, all of which are either eliminated or reduced in the new voting law. He said that they worked fine, they improved voter turnout, and he thinks getting rid of them or reducing them would be detrimental to voters.
Was he asked any questions by the state regarding fraud or long lines or any problems during either early voting or on election day?
Yes. During the cross-examination, one of the state's attorneys, Thomas Farr, spent a long period of time during the cross-examination having Gary Bartlett go through some calculations. And in fact, Bartlett was provided a calculator. What seemed like 30 or 40 minutes, he asked him to make certain calculations about same-day voter registration. And what Farr was really looking at was what was the percentage of people who did same-day registration and whether there was any problem in verifying their addresses or them being declared inactive because their addresses couldn't be verified. And then asked them to compare that to similar calculations for people who registered to vote the regular way, which is at least 25 days before an election.
Were there any problems?
Basically, Farr was trying to get at was that there seemed to be a higher rate of either inactive or unverified addresses for people who did same-day registration than for those who did the regular kind of registration. And I think the point that the state attorneys are trying to make is there's a potential for voter fraud in both early voting and same-day voter registration. And, of course, the potential for voter fraud has been one of the things that state attorneys, state legislators have used to justify the changes in the election law.
So, Michael, what's expected to happen in court today?
Today, Charles Stewart, who's a political science professor at MIT, will be on the stand. He has studied the North Carolina's election law, and he will be testifying about what kind of impact he thinks it will have on African-American voters, particularly the state's attorneys have said they plan to cross-examine him for an hour and a half to 2 hours today. There may be a couple more witnesses. Plaintiff's attorneys and state attorneys have said that they hope to begin wrapping up the case today and present final arguments either this afternoon or Thursday morning.
Michael Hewlett, legal affairs reporter for the Winston-Salem Journal. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Catherine.